Actually, practice in their presence is to stay in state of being. That is that the same, right? The same term?
No, it's a conscious awareness of a presence.
Okay.
Is a treasure conscious beyond value. Nothing is greater than this. Is a companion that is always in companion with you. Consciously, not unconsciously. Unconsciously all the time, yes. Consciously.
That's amazing. That how
good. Agahane in presence, vujud, bahatune. I had the hardest time to share that until one time in our Wednesday class about 3-4 weeks ago jumped out of my mouth, and I wanted to pull it back. I couldn't. It was out. And it was affected, right? Immediately affected whoever was hearing it.
I used that even at work, in a technology work, and it works there too.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. I've worked, her and I have worked on that for quite some time. Any sharing, this is the time to share and do whatever you guys want to do.
More questions?
Yes.
I have a question with contemplative meditation.
Yes.
And
that's really good. You guys don't let any stone unturned.
Since God is on the plane. And without it being too much of a mental exercise, is God here? Is God here? Is he here? Is he there? Is he for them? But I think with the more practice, it's not just the exercise of is he here? Is he there? Is he not there? But just everything is that.
Yeah, omnipresent.
Yeah. So my question, I don't know if it's a question or just more elaboration or what it is, but that's how I started was, he's, in this rock, like when I would be in nature, or he's in this stream and he's in this and he's, all of that. But now it's more of a...
In, out, instead of out, in.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, when you say God is in the nature, it's a very, very elementary step. Because you are really teaching your mind, look, there is a creation. It's like finding the tip of the rope that's going to take you to where you want to go. The very tip of it is this. But that alone will not get you there. Why? Because again, is outside of you cannot be lasting. You haven't found in, so the outside is fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
It will take you to deeper thinking, but it's a deeper thinking.
Still thinking.
Yeah, because you haven't experienced what that is. So, yes, you used to do that, which is the beginning. Very good, so far and so good. Now that you have tasted your own honey, then you don't even have to say it's on that. It's automatically is a done deal. It's a done deal. And if you do it, sometimes I used to go to a movie theater and do that in the hallway when people are going from one theater to the other. I would just go around and say, do they see what I see? And immediately I would see the fidgeting in them. There was some effect happening. You know?
Can we do that, Snowdish?
Huh? Oh, that's enough for today.
Not a moment wasted.
No, I'm okay.
Well, will you talk about it then just a little bit more than that? It's the in, the omnipresence.
Yes.
When
you experience omnipresent within you, and as you have, and everybody else in the class have done it, is already a done deal that is omnipresent for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize there is no water on the road is a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to take your bucket every day to fetch water on it.
من جدیدن
sitting in English
recently this is happening to me. It's about probably a couple of weeks now. That what you just said, that are you with me,
it's happening. You feel that because of you said the trust last night to the God.
This, first of all, what you just said was the first time I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
What you just said
about,
you know, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
And when I did that, it was so familiar. It was just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But recently, what I was going to tell you is that it is, I feel it so much with me that sometimes you may think I'm crazy by saying this, but I have to say it. I see the presence.
Okay.
In other words,
you see it without eyes.
Yes.
That is true. You can. It becomes so tangible.
Yes.
As if you're. I've talked to it clearer than I'm talking to you.
Yes.
So who is it to say? Yes.
Yes. I just told Titi a few days ago that, you know, something recently that's happening.
Yes.
I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she goes, what do you see? I said, I see it.
Yes.
But I can't tell you what it is that I'm seeing.
That's right. It is. Because the inner eye is not the outer eye. When you say you see it, it is not seeing the way these two eyes see, but yet it is seeing.
It is seeing.
It is not tangible, but it is seeing. I call it the awareness, being aware of that presence. I was aware, it's correct. This is the progress through your practices. And you're diligent and
like when you are doing something else, you're watching TV.
Yes.
At the corner of your eyes, you don't even
I know.
See, you're not looking, but
yes.
You know, the shadow is there.
Somebody's there.
It's just, I feel it, I see it, it's just there.
Okay, I don't see it that way. The way I used to see it, it was complete awareness. And I can't tell you what awareness it was. It is not, it wasn't anything tangible. It wasn't a shadow either. For me, it was like this. Now you have to come to understanding yourself. For me, it was just an implicit presence. Just as clear as a crystal, and yet is beyond seeing. It would be like this.
Would that be the same?
It would be like this. When I tell Tony, rose, immediately he pictured red rose. I can't say you saw the rose.
Right.
But yet the rose was there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Smelled good.
Even it smelled good.
Yes.
You can even taste the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, that's how it is. And if is this way is shown to you, be it. That has not been my experience, so I can't stamp it. But if you stamp it, it's good enough.
But if you never know what is the rose look like or what is the smell look like, how do you know it's rose?
Because it will take you through stages of readiness that I'm beyond the shadow of the doubt, you know what it is. If Richard had not seen a rose, it would go blank. There was no imagery, right? The rose was just an example. This is beyond imagery. But once you become so familiar with the self that is more familiar than what you see, what you taste, what you hear, that's it. You know?
It's like self used to be always within me. Now it is outside me too.
Yeah, it's like all around
you. All around. Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the self that
so
is
I'm not
within
crazy.
You. No, but it is, again, I have to guide you to according to my own experience. I have not experienced it to this tangible as you do, because mine is very, very mystical. Very agahi. Agahi in the form of conversation, agahi in form of didan, agahi in the form of touch karadan, is conscious awareness. The way you see it, I have not seen. But then again, my that doesn't mean it is not happening. I have smelled, I have seen a touch in my back of my head, you know. She went down to kiss Baba's feet and it was a touch on her head. And there was a feet just like a ground. It doesn't mean that is not right at all. It's just because you are asking me, I say yes, there is possibility, it's millions of possibility.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Go back to my morning question. That was, I asked you, how can I train my inner sense, like five sense, like see from inside and touch from inside and hear from inside.
Okay, how do you go with the subtle senses? Because these are gross senses.
Right, I mean.
How do you go? You have to be vigilant in silence. Vigilant, I mean, as you are alert to hear me so you don't miss any word that I say, you have to vigilant to feel the presence and the words that comes in the silence.
Sometimes the physical involved, like a couple of times I did omnipresent, and my heartbeat goes so high, I mean, high, I can't even breathe. I was okay, but I feel that I'm dying, I'm choking. I don't know, what is that feeling?
It will subside, it'll go away. It will go away. It's overwhelming because it is overwhelming. It is overwhelming.
My heart was coming out of my...
Yeah, listen. For how many years in this lifetime we thought something on cloud, someplace, has some sort of image that we need to go down for and pray to. Now it's coming close to your heart. Mm-hmm. It's almost neighbor to your heart. Of course your physical heart will go through this shock, but this will subside as you do it more and more and more. No, you are not crazy. It's okay the way it goes for you.
I have one more question. You said, you become more and more familiar with that presence, so that's how you have the awareness of it, because you become more and more familiar with it. So those times when it's playing peekaboo with you is when you're getting more...
Listen, there is two reasons for this peekaboo that I know. Again, you guys might discover more than I have. If it was tangible for you, the way your mind has not been trained to touch the intangible, it would become a concept.
Right.
It would become a concept if it was not plain pickable. Because it is nothing.